Welcome back, everyone, to Nacho Sports and Stuff, the hottest podcast on the internet right now. Today, we're getting into another episode, our first episode of the new year. So congratulations to everyone and us for this, for surviving 2021. And we're going to kick it off with our first episode of the new year. JD, start it off with our first segment.
First segment we have is a new segment, a new year new segment called This Day in Sports. Now, me and Speed both got a calendar over break that basically tells us something that happened this day in sports, or in Speed's case, it can be a trivia question about baseball. So for me, mine is about football, and Jets signed University of Alabama quarterback in 1965, January 2nd, Joe Namath, to a $427,000 contract over 3 years to become the highest paid player in pro football. Up to this point, New York picked Namath first overall in the AFL draft. Nicknamed Broadway Joe, he will become one of the best known athletes in the United States, notable not only for his performance on the gridiron, but also for his off-field exploits as a pop culture icon. So, very historic moment, as Joe Namath, one of the better known quarterback, Jets quarterbacks of our past decade, gets drafted to become the highest paid athlete. Speed, your thing for us today on January 2nd.
So today we don't have a trivia question. We have Sunday birthdays of January 2nd. We have the Hall of Famer Edgar Martinez, David Cone, Bill Madlock, Jeff Sapan. And on Saturday, we also had, on New Year's Day, we had Hank Greenberg, Tim Kefi, Lamar Hoyt, Earl Torgerson. All right, so that's the thing for the day. And now our next segment is Trash or Cash with my sister, Julia. Introduce yourself.
Hello.
All right, guys, now give your... If you're a longtime fan, then you probably know what this segment is. If you don't, basically, we just give my sister a team, and she rates the team or player if they're trash, meaning that they're horrible, or cash, meaning that they're good. And, yeah. All right, JD, you can start, then Smith, then me.
All right. Julia, my team for you is the Chicago Bears. Trash or cash?
I would say the Chicago Bears. I am a Bears fan, but I do know that we are trash. Our coaching staff is terrible. Coach Nagy can't coach for his life. And we don't really have any good players on our team. And besides Justin Fields, who is still a rookie. So, yeah.
Smith. Smith, you're muted. It seems that Smith is having some audio issues right now. Smith, you can go ahead and type in chat what your team is, and we'll tell Julia. Okay. I'm trying to figure out this problem. Smith's team is the St. Louis Cardinals.
He says teams. The St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah. So trash or cash, Julia?
Nice okay. Spelling, Smith.
So I would say that the St. Louis Cardinals, they're kind of in the middle. I mean, they are getting better, but they didn't make the playoffs in the 2021 season, but they didn't get past the first game. And I would say they are getting better, but they're not really elite level yet.
All right, that's Julia's take.
Speed, you're up.
The last one coming from me is the Boston Red Sox, our beloved team. Well, I kind of like them more than you do, but yeah. Okay, Julia, trash or cash?
I would say the Boston Red Sox are definitely cash money all day.
Yeah.
Because we're stacked. Alex Cora knows how to coach. And we have Xander Bogaerts, who is really good. And Chris Sale, who knows how to pitch.
Interesting choice of stars there from Julia, picking Chris Sale as the Red Sox top pitcher. But now that trash or cash out of the way, thank you, Julia. You can go ahead and say goodbye.
See ya.
All right. It's time for the
next segment that we have is an old segment we haven't done in a while, but Diggin' Owen and Wiggin. Diggin' Wiggin is a segment where we talk about stuff in our lives that we like, which we are digging, and stuff that we don't like, which we're wigging. Currently, my digging is that college basketball in the Big Ten is getting into conference play, which means that we are closer and closer to March Madness, but I have two wiggins, unfortunately. My first wiggin, Iowa, unfortunately, took a loss to Kentucky in the Citrus Bowl. It was definitely a hard game to watch for me. It was down to the wire. And what my other wiggin is that Omicron is here, and it's going to definitely shake up how sports are going to be coming into this back half of the winter. We don't know what the NHL is going to do because they've already canceled their players going to the Winter Olympics. We don't know what NBA is going to do. We are pretty definite that the NFL is going to finish out their season. We don't know if even March Madness is going to happen, because that could get effed over. And, so we're hoping for the best that everything will shake out in the way that we hope. Speed, what do you got?
Can you hear me? All right. So what I'm digging so far is we have this new baseball clinic that we're all going to. It's a pitching clinic at JD's baseball teams, and I'm very excited for that. Got a new first baseman's glove over the winter during Christmas. If you don't celebrate Christmas, then happy holidays. If you do celebrate Christmas, then Merry Christmas. And also one I'm wigging is school's coming up soon, and I'm kind of not excited for that. But yeah, I'm going to have some fun on these last days. Smith?
Am I back?
Yep.
Can you hear me?
Hear you loud and clear.
Okay, good.
Yep, you're good.
Sorry for that, for those technical difficulties, but my digging, I think I can say I maybe have two diggings. One, Gophers won their bowl game. Maybe not have been the biggest bowl game, but they won. It was a pretty boring game, but a win's a win. And my second digging is school has been delayed a little bit. We have two extra days. We don't usually get, usually we'd be going in tomorrow, but we have two extra days on break. So I'm digging that. I wig in. COVID's becoming a bit larger than it. A bit more contagious, I guess I could say. And, yeah, that's about it. So, what is the next segment, JD?
Finally, we have another new segment called Resolutions, where we say, one, our resolutions for ourselves, and two, our resolutions for our favorite NFL team. So, I'll go ahead and start. My resolution is that I want to get stronger, and I want to become a better baseball player. But yeah, I want to get stronger, and that's mostly what my resolution is. And my second resolution for my Green Bay Packers is that I really hope that Aaron Rodgers will just do something to kind of get all the media off him. I respect that, he doesn't want to get vaccinated. It's everyone's own personal choice, but it's definitely a lot to be going through, and I'm hoping that nothing happens to him and that he doesn't get COVID going into the last stretch of this season. But that's it for me. Speed, your resolutions?
Resolution, trying to become a better baseball player any day of the week, get stronger, like JD said. get faster in particular, because my speed is not there, even though it's kind of ironic, because my last name's Speed. But, and my sports team's resolution is that the Bears fire Nagy. Alright.
I do want to get stronger. I think I will with just getting a year older, and, I don't know, just keep working harder. I also need to eat less sugar. I kind of have a large sweet tooth and need to lay off the sugar a little bit. And my sports team's resolution is that we find a way to stay healthy, because we are kind of all out. And that the guys who need to get the vaccine, get the vaccine. Well, I guess that kind of goes under getting healthy. But, yeah, just staying healthy. Main thing for sure. JD, you want to do the outro?
Yeah, I'll do the outro. We'll close it out today with a classic, Nacho Sports
and Stew.